And this is the Community Connection Show with Greg Carrick here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Welcome to Yarra Valley FM, if you've just tuned in. I hope you're enjoying this beautiful, beautiful sun we've had the last few days. I'm lucky enough we're all a few amazing guests lined up today, and we're all not actually obviously in the studio, we're all remote. I'm lucky enough to be sitting at Council. I'm the Community Development Officer for the Upper Yarra, and I have some lovely people with us today, and I'm looking at my screen and waving hello to them all. We have Brianna and Jess from EDVOS as our first guest, and then we've got an interview from Melanie, who's from the Community Craft Group in Warburton, and then to follow up our show, we've got Linda Gruppi, who's the new Community Hub Coordinator at Yarra Junction. So this show is all about connections. It's a tough time, obviously, if you're living in Yarra Valley and you're living in Melbourne, you're in lockdown. You've heard the announcement yesterday, and it's going to be a bit of a longer road. So today's show really is about staying connected, looking after yourself, looking after others, and making sure that we're trying to in this together, and we can get through this as well. So there's some great stuff happening to help you look after yourself, but also some great information as well to know to look after others as well. So our first guest is Jess and Brianna. Hi, Jess. How are Brianna?
Hi.
And good afternoon. Where are you joining us from today?
So I'm in Badger Creek. It's lovely and sunny out here today, even though I'm in my office / working from home setup. But hopefully get some time out today in the sunshine.
Yeah, beautiful. And Brianna?
And I am in a sunny Chirnside, so I've got my window open at the moment and the sun's beaming through, so I'm feeling quite happy. My mood definitely goes with the weather at the moment during COVID, so today I am happy as can be.
It is amazing how much a bit of sunshine can change your mood, and sun is great for you, a bit of vitamin D and get that sun onto your chest and your head and just soak it up.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Now, Brent and Jess are from EDVOS, and like Australians just love our acronyms. So what is, Jess, what is EDVOS?
Sure. So EDVOS is the Eastern Domestic Violence Outreach Service. So it's a bit of a mouthful, but essentially EDVOS is the service for women and children experiencing family violence in the East, and obviously that covers the Yarra Ranges.
Mm. And so what do you do? What does EDVOS do?
Sure. So we do lots of work. I'll speak from my role. So I'm one of the case managers at EDVOS, of which there are a whole team. So my job is really around speaking directly with women who are experiencing family violence and working with them on safety planning, goal plans on how we can help them be safer, feel safer, be supported, and recover from family violence. So whatever that looks like for women, it's completely up to them to let us know what we can help them and how we can help them feel safer. Our goal is obviously protecting women and children in our community and making sure that they can be safe in their community and live their lives freely and free from violence.
Yeah. So important, especially so we look after each other as well. And Brianna, you've been working in this field for a long time as well. And so what's your role at EDVOS?
Yeah, so I work in what's called the primary prevention and the education and training team. So in the primary prevention team, our role is really around educating the community around what respect is, what equality means, and how this actually impacts and drives violence against women that we're seeing in our community. With the education and training team, our role is really around building people's capacity and awareness around family violence, and also about how they can support people that recognize, respond, and refer around if there's someone in their family or friend, a colleague or client or customer, being able to ask the question, what are they okay, and being able to appropriately respond if they disclose an experience of family violence.
Mm-hmm. And so EDVOS is a completely voluntary service, so people would choose to contact you, and you're just there really to support them and support them in making their own decisions as well.
Exactly. So we are a voluntary service. We're a free service. We work in partnership with a number of organisations, including organisations that are here represented today. And it's really about linking women and children back into local supports, whether that's around their safety, their wellbeing, or various other means in life. So, yeah, we feel very fortunate to work with a great group of people and community organisations.
Yeah. And so, Jess, you're working the Upper Yarra there. Mm-hmm. You're sort of in the role for a little bit, and then you were lucky to have a little bit of time off with a new bub, yeah. And now you return. But you return in a really interesting time as well. COVID-19. What have you seen happen, and what is your impact, your thoughts around COVID-19, and obviously family violence and the stress families are under.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's been a very strange year, I'm sure, for everyone. So I came back to work in March just as things started to close down, really. So it's been a very interesting time. Now, usually we would have an office open in the Upper Yarra Family Centre in Junction. That got closed down at the start of stage 4 restrictions, but we're hoping to get back up there as soon as possible. Our Ringwood office, our head office, is still operating with staff there, so that's really important to know that we do have that resource for people acting as normally as possible. In terms of COVID, we have seen a huge amount of attention and concern from not just the state government and, you know, especially Yarra Regional Council, but lots of services being aware that this is a really scary time for a lot of women and children who are experiencing family violence. As, you know, our communities are shutting down temporarily, schools, resources that people would usually have open to them are very limited right now. So on the, I suppose, the silver lining of that is organisations, whether it's, yeah, schools or chemists or police or, you know, Coles workers, everyone I think is aware of that for women who are scared of someone at home that they're living with, that's a really, at the moment, because we're all at home, a additionally scary time for them. So people are reaching out and to services like EdBoss and saying, what do I do if I am worried about someone, or I'm worried about this family and I can't go out and see them, or they're not coming into school, what can I do? And that's what we really want to see. Everyone in the community, it doesn't matter what you do or your role in our community, we all want to look after each other. And I think COVID has really helped everyone sort of want to reach out, I suppose, and go, okay, I do want to make sure that the people around me are doing okay. But how do I actually do that?
So yeah. That. And it's really difficult. Obviously. It's all about making sure you have your support and your connections around you and feeling connected to your community and your family and your support network as well. And it's just a difficult time to do that. So some great tips. Well, I might have a little break for a song now, but come back and think about, I know EdBoss do a lot of training for service providers, but also for like the hairdressers and people who really have common in contact with women and community around how to recognise, respond and refer if they have any concerns. So we're going to have a little break for the song and come back and we'll talk about, you know, what family violence is and how we can look to recognise what it is, respond and then refer. So thanks so much. We're going to have a little break now for a song. We'll come back again. We'll be right back. and you're here with Michael Goodrich from Yarra Ranger Council, the Community Connections Show, and I've got Jess and Brianna here from EDVOS. Now, Jess, we mentioned before the break around family violence, and it's quite a interesting term. You might have a different perspective on what family violence is, what it might look like. So give some your expertise as a caseworker around what you mean by family violence.
Yeah, sure. So really, family violence, to sort of sum it up, it's really any harmful or violent behaviour that is used to control, threaten, force, or dominate another person. So that could be an intimate partner relationship, whether it's girlfriend and boyfriend, husband and wife. It can also be children on parents, through elder abuse, the abuse of an older person through their family. It can be, you know, housemates. So really some examples of it that most commonly people would understand it to be physical assault, and certainly that is part of it. Obviously sexual abuse. There's also the emotional and psychological abuse. So often that can be, you know, verbal abuse, humiliation, threats, insults, that kind of behaviour. Financial abuse, having someone control what you can spend, things like only allowing them to spend a certain amount of money per week, controlling their payments, having access to their bank account details, things like that. Damage to property, obviously. Threatening to harm other family members or pets if they don't do something, stopping them from seeing family or friends, social isolation, and obviously right now that's a real concern because we are all under a certain amount of social isolation. So that's sort of the behaviour we see when there is family violence within a relationship dynamic. Right now, obviously all of those behaviours becomes easier when there's more social isolation. So it's tricky to manage that right now. Something really important for everyone to know is that even though we are under restrictions right now and curfew, if you are leaving because you feel unsafe, you are able to leave your 5K radius, you are able to leave outside of the curfew time. So if you're stopped, you can just say, I need to leave home, I'm feeling unsafe. And you will not be penalised. So the government's been very clear on that directive, that they don't want people feeling like they can't leave if they have the opportunity to do so.
And that's a really important message too, because you have all these updates of what you can and can't do, but that consistently is that if you do feel unsafe, you can leave. And if you know, if you are questioned by police, they'll be there to support you and link you up to services like EDVOS and make sure that you find a safe place to be and that you you're looked after as well.
Absolutely.
And so I mentioned before on the break too that EDVOS do some training around the recognise, respond and refer. So can you give us a little bit of a snapshot of, you know, what people can look for to recognise family violence and how can they respond and what you mean by referring?
Yeah, definitely. So when we're talking about recognise and respond and refer, we're really around increasing people's awareness of what's happening for those around them, whether it's a loved one, a family member, even a neighbour. So when we're talking about recognise, we're talking about the signs that Jess just mentioned before around what they may be experiencing at this period of time. You know, have you noticed that someone has become quite withdrawn? Are you noticing that someone who would usually come out for a coffee all of a sudden says, I can't come out because I don't have any money to spend? Are you seeing physical signs of abuse? And if you're starting to see these things, it's really about responding to those. So being able to ask the person, are you okay? Is everything all right at home? Are you feeling safe? And we really understand that they're really hard questions to ask someone, but they're really important. With the work that we do at EDVOS, the women that we see, women just say they wish someone asked them. So it's really important, if you have the opportunity, that you simply ask the question, are you okay? And if that response is, no, I'm not, I need support, being able to follow that question with, I'm here to help you, tell me a little bit more about it, and maybe I know a few services that you could potentially reach out to. So when we're talking about referring, there's a variety of services that you can share numbers to. EDVOS is just one of them. So, but other organisations like 1-800-RESPECT, so that's a 24-hour free counselling
service online, and that's a really great number and support, especially for someone who maybe just wanting to get some information about what services and support are available. Something else that's really important to consider is that when we do our training, we're very clear that it's not your role and responsibility as a person to case manage that person, to support that person 24/7. There are services out there that can provide that support. If you're feeling like you're supporting someone and you're quite, you know, drained yourself, exhausted, you know, times are really tough for all of us at the moment, you can yourself actually call these organisations like 1-800-RESPECT, and they will actually provide you with debriefing or some counselling, or even to guide you around maybe what the next steps are to be able to best support yourself and best support the other person as well.
It's a really good point. Think about asking these questions, are you feeling safe and are you feeling threatened, and not thinking that you have to provide a solution to that, but your response is there to, you know, to listen, and to acknowledge that person, and then you can refer them to those services that they're experts. But also, yeah, self-care is so important to not take those things on, because we are all being worn down through the COVID-19 pandemic. So maintaining that self-care is really important as well.
Exactly right. And I think at this point in time, what our message would be that if you have asked someone if they're experiencing violence and their response is that they are, but they're maybe not ready to reach out to organisations, just continually checking in with them, whether it's a text message, a phone message, if it's a neighbour, maybe a conversation when the perpetrator or the abuser isn't actually in the house, over the fence. Really encourage them to do what we call some really basic safety planning. So encouraging them to keep their mobile on them just in case they need to call 000 at any time. Encouraging them to leave their keys or their wallet, near the front door or somewhere close to them just in case they need to leave at any time. And also giving them number to services. But it's really important that we don't force people to make a particular decision or to access a service. It's really got to be about them making the choice when it's right for them to access support or potentially leave the home. So it's just that really a few other things to be mindful of.
Yeah, again, the boss is there to support that person to make their own decisions for their own life as well. And so if you want to be listening here and they might be working for a service provider, an organisation or a business, they might want to know how they can potentially, their organisation or business, can to take action as well through this time. So I know there's a Together for Respect at Home campaign, so you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so there's been some fabulous organisations. We're part of a partnership called Together for Equality and Respect Partnership. And we've all decided to come together and to work on a campaign called Together for Respect at Home. And these are really around important messages that are really important to get out to community at the moment around respect in the home, around supports that are available, whether it be mental health or wellbeing, about tips to stay connected. And we really encourage you, if you're from an organisation, if you're from a community group, if you are able to share these social media tiles, they're on Facebook, they're on LinkedIn, they're on Instagram. So you can check them out on Women's Health East. If you go to their website, you'll be able to find them. But you'll also be able to, if you follow EdBoss on Facebook, we're constantly sharing these messages. So I really encourage you, if you're part of a sporting club, a chess club, to really promote these messages at this time, because we just don't know how people that you're connecting with or working with are coping. So it's really great to get these messages out. And as an organisation, it's, you know, this is a really rare time where we're seeing people in their home environment. So if you're concerned about someone, if you're worried that you've seen something whilst you've been on a Zoom call, to reach out to that person. It's really about educating your staff or your clients around what services are available to them in their local community, and what supports are available through your organisation, whether that's an EPA. Or whether it's a link to a specialist family violence service. It's just really important about providing information at this time.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jess, for your time today. really appreciate it. And there's some really important messages there. EDVOS doing amazing work. And so if you have any questions, you're not quite sure, you can call EDVOS or call a 1-800-RESPECT and get some advice if you're not quite sure how to approach somebody, or if you're looking to, you're concerned about yourself, your family as well. And on the Yarra Rangers Council website, we have a list of all the service providers and support agencies within the Yarra Rangers. So if you go to Yarra Rangers, .vic.gov.au. On the front page, there's a few little drop-down boxes, and one is called Community Relief and Support, and in there it has a list of all the different types of organisations that you can get access to for food, accommodation, around family violence, also just staying connected as well. So if you're not quite sure where to start, there's a great place to start, and just make sure that you reach out and make sure you look after yourself and each other. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Okay, and thank you, Brianna.
Thank you. It was great to chat to you again.
Yeah, you too. We're going to have a little break with a song, and we'll come back. I'm going to interview from Melanie from the Warburton Community Craft Group.
Don't give it to me. Don't give it to me. And I can't help but make it break. Grinding my teeth. Grinding my teeth. A feeling I cannot shake. You're the gloss in my hands. You're the pain in advance. I don't know how to keep my heart on my sleeve. You're the car crash and burn. You're the scars never learn. I guess that I can't keep nice things around me.
Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Good afternoon, this is Yarra Valley FM, and I'm here with Melanie, who's a local resident in Warburton. And Melanie's been there for about 5 years in Warburton, so I think she can be called a local now. What do you reckon, Melanie?
I think I have to be here for 30 or 40 years.
Yes.
But okay, I'm a local.
We were just chatting, this is actually Friday afternoon. We're pre-recording this little chat. We're talking about what it means to be a local, and it always depends who you are. Sometimes a local is 5 years, sometimes it's 30, sometimes it's 3 or 4 generations. It always depends.
Yeah.
But Mel, you moved to Warburton about 5 years ago, and at the start you got involved in this women's craft group.
Yes. I knew Marie Lumsden Keys, who held the group. We became friends. And she kept saying, well, come on down. And one day I did, and I haven't left.
Yeah. And so back then, this is through COAB, but back then it was through the community space at the back of Thompson's
Avenue. It was through the community space, which was run by COHA.
Yes. And so how did you first hear about it? You moved to Warburton, and how did you come by this group?
Mainly before I moved to East Warburton, I did a bit of research about the groups that were here already, and probably 6 months to a year before, I came and joined a lot of those groups because I knew I was moving here. So through that, I met quite a few people, and they put me onto the Friday group. That's how that came about.
Yeah. And so back then, 5 years ago, what was it like? You came in on Friday down to the community space, and what was it like there for you?
Oh, it's hilarious. It's a bunch of, I'm letting all the cats out of the bag now. It was very welcoming. Marie is a very welcoming person, and she just made everyone feel loved the minute that you walk in the room, even if you're a stranger. And so I felt quite comfortable, and through Marie I met friends that, we're lifers now. And it was a lovely atmosphere for women of all ages, but we all seem to be middle-aged. There's some younger people and some older people. And it was just a bunch of women that got each other. It was a safe space, and we could just go there for as long as we wanted and just laugh. There was a lot of laughing.
So important.
Very, very loud laughing. Yeah. Small area.
It would have been that little small space too.
Yes, very child. Yeah, and a lot of childish behaviour too, which is very good for you.
It is. It's good to stay young, yes, absolutely. Yes. Young at heart, for sure.
And I think that's why we've stayed connected, because we can just be ourselves. There's no judgment. Everybody gets on well. And newcomers are always made to feel welcome. And hopefully they feel the same level of comfort that we all do eventually.
Yeah. And so it sounds like, and you were talking before, it sounds like the real... what makes it important for you is that connection. And so if crafting is just that medium of that. It's enjoyable, but it's not the reason you're there to craft it. You're really there to
make friends. No, I'm no good craft. I just love it.
Yeah.
I love watching other people do it. And I mean, some of them are real artists. I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about craft, but the level of art that we have that comes through this space is mind-blowing. I said, what am I doing with these people? I can't even draw a stick figure. And they're doing these amazing pictures, landscapes, you name it, and abstract paintings. Well, they're just sitting there talking to each other. And, it was very good.
Very lucky. Yeah, and isn't it so important you find that group, you feel like you have a sense of belonging, they're open, they're welcoming, like that's a really safe space that you can be who you are and feel safe to be able to talk about and laugh and connect.
Yeah, lots of laughing, sometimes crying.
Mm.
I mean, it is life and that's what's important about this group too, is it fills a need. It is a place for people to go when there is hardship in their life. Mm-hmm. And we're there.
Yeah.
The door's open to them. And eventually you could come in crying, but you'll go out laughing.
Yeah. You think about that too around, especially like through this pandemic now, when life can get quite tough, and having that support network around you, there's something you can talk to and play how you're feeling and just be honest about what's going on in your life is really important.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's that level of trust too that it's not going to go anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, we're in Warburton. If you did say anything out of school, people would know. So it is a safe space.
Yeah.
And all the women feel safe there.
And so then a couple of years ago, or last year, you would have moved into the new COHA space or the Warburton Seniors Hall. And so how has that changed from that little space to this big open hall?
Well, it's a big room, but we can still fill it with shrill laughter. And we filled it with lots of plants. so that it deadens the noise a little bit, and there's furniture, but it is a great space. We are getting used to it. We haven't been there that long prior to the pandemic. However, we are making it our own.
Yes. Yeah. And so you're meeting there on Fridays. You're saying about 10 in the morning till the afternoon.
Well, it goes till 4.
Yes.
10 till 4. Yes. Yeah. Marie's very generous with her time.
Yeah. It's a lot of laughter, a lot of chat, a lot of stories.
Yeah. And we get to learn new skills. There's a lot of skill sharing as well. Yes. I learned to crochet. I'm not very good.
Yes.
You learn to crochet, and, you know, we get to teach each other things.
And have you taught anything in the group? Oh, you said you weren't like a crafter, but I'm sure you've got some skills to share.
I have skills, but none of them are pretty. No, I don't think I was handy as a lot of the girls. We have one woman that can weld and you name it. She can take a caravan and she brings in all her photos. We love it. Mm. And she strips caravans and horse boats and rebuilds them from scratch all on her own. I mean, this is a woman in her 60s.
Yeah.
She is unbelievable. She'll know who she is. But yeah, so I don't really have that many skills that I can share, apart from encouraging everybody else to do something.
That's an incredible skill in itself.
Yeah.
And so during, I guess, the pandemic, you weren't able to start to continue meeting at Koha. So you had a little hiatus, but you've just recently started to connect online.
With the Zoom being available, that opened an opportunity. And I did, I do speak to some of the ladies every now and then. Yes. And what I could hear was that they were missing everybody. And we've got some women that have got severe health problems at the moment. And we enjoyed being there for them.
Yes.
But we couldn't. So I thought, you know what, now we've got Zoom, let's do that and let's see how it goes. So we started last week and loved it. Everybody loved it.
That's fantastic.
So they loved it so much. We had it again today. And
yes.
It was only for an hour. And they said, can we do this again?
Yes. Like,
can we do it twice a week? they really needed it. I needed it. I missed them too. Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's not, as I said, it's not my group, it's Marie's group.
Yes.
I just thought, well, you know what, I'm handy with the running things. I'll set this up for the girls.
That's fantastic. And so, like you said, it would have been hard to be that time not having that regular, for the last 5 years, meeting every Friday and then not stopping and going through that time. So it's so important to stay connected. And if that's right now online, and it's really helping people feel like they're safe, got someone to talk to and to be able to support each other as well.
Yeah, now we've started off small. There was a select group. We didn't mean to do that to exclude anybody. We just wanted to see how Zoom ran and whether this was an option for us, and it's just worked out perfectly, so we can send out more invites to more people after this week. Because we're some of us aren't technologically savvy, so you know there's a bit of a learning curve for people.
Might be somebody out here listening today that lives in Warburton and it feels like they're tech savvy, might want to come along and be part of the group.
Yes we love it. New people, new crafts. You don't have to craft, but we love hearing stories.
Yeah. Stories are a craft themselves.
Exactly. That's what I'm there for, to craft stories.
Oh.
That's my skill.
And so if people are interested in being involved or getting in contact with a group, how can they do that?
They can do it through, we have a Facebook page, if people are on Facebook, and it's called, you know what, now that it's changed, I think it's changed its name, but you can certainly reach us on Koha Community Space on Facebook and then Suyin or any of the people that work at Koha can put them in touch with Marie or myself or anybody.
Yeah.
And give them the details.
Yeah. Look, it's fantastic to hear that you'll be able to reconnect now and really start to, you know, stay together and look after each other and do that online and doing it in a safe way, but still be there for each other after having so many years in that strong relationships to still be there for each other is really important.
Yeah.
And do you have any, you know, if there's other groups out there who are listening and they've also used to meet regularly but have stopped now and weren't quite sure about how, you know, getting onto Zoom, going online, if you got any advice for them around what it's been like for you, your group to sort of jump into that space that's been new for you?
At first I didn't know if it would work. I was okay with myself, but I didn't know how other people would react to it. And look, these ladies, I mean, they can turn their hand to anything. And they just jump on and start chatting away as if they've been doing it forever. And if they need help, then they've got my phone number and they just give me a call.
Yeah.
That simple. Yeah. But they're loving it.
Yeah. So good. Well, thank you so much for the chat today. It's been really, I love hearing your stories and I can't wait to catch up again in short time and see what craft you've been up to and maybe some sharing some stories of then how your Zoom Fridays have been going as well.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. And if you are in a community group yourself now and have used to meet but now haven't and like to and want to think about jumping online and doing a Zoom or something else, please, if you're not quite sure where to start, you can contact the council, ask to speak to a community development officer in your area and we'd love to give you a call on the phone or even Zoom you and have a chat and really support your group to stay connected throughout this time. So again, thank you, Melanie. Love to chat to you today.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in the future and enjoy your crafting.
Thank you very much.
This is Community Radio, Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And that was an interview I did with Melanie last Friday, which was fantastic, a little pre-recording, and had a great chat with her. And she spoke about all about how important it is to stay connected. And on that note, I have Belinda Gruppi from the Yarra Junction Community Hub. Hello, Belinda.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. We're going to finish off the show with a bit of a chat. And Community Hub is all about staying connected. So you've just started in the role here during Stage 4, which is an amazing time to be able to start a new role there, but you've done some fantastic work already. What's happening at the Yarra Junction Community Hub?
I think the Yarra Junction Community Hub is taking on a whole new look in regards to community and working with community. And it's been a really interesting time because I started this position very recently, just before going into lockdown, 2 days before going into lockdown. So the real focus was, well, how do we adapt? How do we ensure that we're providing the community with things that they can really use during what is classed as a really difficult time for a number of people? So there's been a couple of opportunities that we've been able to put together during that time. Firstly, we were able to have our community pantry, which has been a really great opportunity, so that we've got a number of organisations have been working with us. So I just really like to mention Link, who've been great. Also, I'd like to mention Yarra Centre as well for their support. And the community pantry is a give what you can, take what you need pantry that's fully accessible. It's accessed via the back of the building, so you don't need to enter the building or you don't need to have a conversation with somebody either. But what it does to do is it provides a number of basic items that you can add into your shopping either before you go or after you go. So there's things like pasta, there's things like rice, but there's also really great things like sanitary items as well. So again, you don't need to have that contact, but you can just pop around the back.
And for people who aren't really familiar with the Yarra Junction Community Hub, whereabouts is that? Where is this beautiful pantry that you've made?
So we are based on the main street, so we are located next to the post office. So if you are in Yarra Junction, there is a driveway that you'll see that's next to the building, next to Siri Services Community Hub, and you can just walk down that driveway and you will see the pantry located on the left. So it's not on the front of the street. It is down the side as you're heading towards the Walton Trail. So there are signs up, so you can't miss it.
Yep. And just on the Airboy Trail, it's a beautiful spot there too at the back.
It's absolutely stunning, and it's such a beautiful opportunity now while the sun's out, if you are within a 5K radius, to go for a walk and enjoy the sunshine.
And so what else is happening at the Hub? I know you've got a few other programs that have started, or just started or planning to start very soon.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've been able to adapt, innovate, look at different ways that we can support the community. So there's a couple of really great programs and they're all accessible. You can see them either via our website or on our Facebook page. But we have things like our Lego login, which is a really great opportunity for kids to hang out, build Lego. And, of course, we're looking at how we can adapt some of our other programs, particularly our holiday programs, onto our online platforms, such as going via Zoom. So we'll be looking at how we do our some of our crafting stuff. But we've also got some really great connections available. So if you're a carer and you want to be in a carers group, there's also that opportunity to come and join us on a Wednesday at 1 o'clock. It's via Zoom. It doesn't cost you anything and you can have a chat. So if you are feeling really isolated at the moment and you are caring for somebody else, there's that opportunity to have that peer-to-peer support. So we've got quite a few programs at the moment that, again, you can find on our Facebook page and also you can find them located on our website. Obviously, there'll be some things that we do need to change and we may need to push out till next year, but that just means that we've got an opportunity to make them even bigger and better. For the new year.
Love it. And so if people want to find you on Facebook, what's your page name?
So our page now is the Siri Community Hubs. So you can just find us located on Facebook, Siri Community Hubs, and you can also find our website at Siri Services. You can also give us a call if you want to. Our phone number for that is 1-300-835-235.
Beautiful. And I thought, yeah, people might be new to your junction or they've got some ideas like how they want to stay connected. So I think that your community would be a great place to give you a call and a buzz and have a chat about how people can connect up the hub and stay connected in their community as well.
Absolutely. It's all about the community voice. It's all about understanding what it is that the community would like, what the community wants. And I'm really excited and looking forward to working with the local community and understanding what they are all about, what they like about Yarra Junction. It is such an incredible place. There are some amazing people in Yarra Junction. And so it's a really great opportunity to have that connection and to really build some new partnerships there moving forward, which is exciting. You can also join us at 4 o'clock today for our Yarra Valley Youth Space Online and our Level Up. Yeah. Very exciting. So if you are a young person, so either primary school age or secondary, and you're looking to connect with other people, because we know it's really hard to miss your friends right now, you can jump online with us today and do either some creative stuff or, if you prefer, just have a chat and we will be gaming live.
Games are you into at the moment?
So at the moment we are Fortnite. We are all over Fortnite right now. So buckle up, grab your team. And come and join us live at 4 o'clock. You do need to register. You can do that very easily via our website, which webpage. Just look for Yarra Valley Youth Space and Level Up.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time, Belinda.
Thanks so much for having me.
And I'm looking forward to coming back next month, and we'll see how Fortnite's going and new programs. I'm really excited to hear the new life that you've brought to the Community Hub and see what's happening.
Fantastic. And we do look forward to seeing your new Fortnite dance.
So, yes. Ooh, I'm about to join in.
That's a favourite.
Well, thank you so much for everyone, for our guests today. This is Michael Goodrich from the Yarranges Council. You've been to the Community Connection Show. If you want to stay connected and want to find out more services, go to the Yarranges website and there is the Community Relief and Support page, but also our Community Directory, so you can find all the community organisations and groups in your area and find out a way so you can stay, look after yourself and stay connected. So thank you again for today. We look forward to talking to you next month.